New figures from the Central Statistics Office, which were released yesterday, show that residential property prices have risen by 12.5% in the year to June, and prices in Dublin were up by almost 24% in the year. That's an extraordinary rise. But at a news conference in Dublin yesterday, the Taoiseach Enda Kenny rejected suggestions that Ireland was experiencing another property bubble. And he told reporters that plans were underway to increase housing supply.
Obviously, there's a significant increase in house prices in Dublin coming from a very low base where you had over a 50% decline. And that's driven by the law of supply and demand. Talking to estate agents and auctioneers, they say that people are walking into their premises with not one but two mortgages available in many cases, but no houses available. So they've got to get this moving. You're well aware that at the height of the boom, there were 90,000 houses being built annually in Ireland. Last year it was 8,900. So we've got to get that back up to 15, 20, 25,000 houses to deal with the demand that's there.
And that was Enda Kenny speaking yesterday. Earlier we spoke to Professor Brian Lucy of Trinity College about the current situation.
You know, technically this might not be a bubble because there are huge supply issues, as the Taoiseach has identified now. That means that when you've got very low supply and demand is rising, you'd expect to see prices rising. The thing is, though, that when you see a 25% year-on-year rise in house prices, that should absolutely terrify people. High house prices are not good for the economy. If we have learned nothing, and apparently we have learned nothing, then, you know, there's really no hope.
And that was Brian Lucy speaking earlier. So what efforts are being made to tackle the lack of housing in the capital in particular? With us is John O'Connor. He's chief executive of the National Housing Agency. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, what does the National Housing Agency do? Who are you?
We're an advisor to government in relation to housing. We particularly focus on public housing and on social housing, but on the general housing market, that's what we do.
Now, we know a lot at this stage about the situation in Dublin, and obviously yesterday there was some wrangling over use of language, but on the supply situation in the capital, what is being done to tackle the problem that's clearly there?
Yeah, from the analysis, you know, that the Housing Agency has carried out and others, we do need supply in Dublin and other parts of the country like Cork, Galway, Drogheda. In Dublin, we need to get up to supplying 7,500 to 8,000 per annum. The government is focused now in relation to increasing that housing supply. We have a construction strategy that set out a number of actions. There is now a housing supply task force in place in Dublin that which has identified sites that have got planning permission and can be developed immediately, and other sites that can be brought on stream.
But is anything actually happening at the moment? I mean, we have a strategy and a task force, but what about actual work?
In relation to, it is going to take 18 months, 2 years to actually see much more development on the ground. NAMA have committed to providing land and capital to provide 4,500 homes. And I say the task force have identified sites that they're and identified key sites that they can push and encourage people to develop right now. There is a significant amount of also investment finance available to supply this housing. The one thing I would say that, yeah, what we do need to do is get the supply right, and that once we do that, you know, and people see the supply coming through, that will help to dampen house price growth as people factor in the fact that, you know, future price expectations. So it's absolutely critical that we get to supply, and there's a lot of work being done on that.
This situation have been foreseen?
We were kind of, you know, dealing with the aftermath, you know, of the crash and the economic situation, and we're in a kind of a rebuilding mode. It has been, you know, clearly identified over the last couple of years that we need to get building again, and that's what the focus and the government at this stage is focused.
It sounds as though we were caught napping to a certain extent.
We were dealing with problems of unfinished housing developments. We were dealing with a lot of economic issues, and our first focus was actually in terms of dealing with the unfinished housing developments, get what we had built, get that finished, get what was completed into use. Now we have to get back, get our construction industry back to building. We also need to change our approach to housing. In the past, we had an over-focus on building to sell, making short-term profits. We do need to get more investment in housing. We need to get investment funds investing and on other investing investing in the sector.
More of an emphasis on family homes rather than on apartments?
Yes, there is need for family homes, but we also need to look at who we need to provide housing for. In terms of our analysis, that 25% of the housing stock is needed for single-person households, single people. Two-person households account for another 35%. So between the one-person, two-person households accounts for nearly 60% of the housing supply. So we need to focus on what household sizes we need to be providing. We do need family housing, but we need housing to rent, to buy. We need to be much more holistic in our approach to housing.
And just one other question then. You mentioned that sites had been identified. Where are these?
In Dublin, we have sites right around Dublin, from Stepaside to Sandyford to West Dublin, Blanchestown, Ongar, Adamstown, then coming up Sword. There's a lot of development sites in Fingal available, Swords, and moving around to Baldoyle, Balgriffin. So there is a significant amount of land. The other thing I would like to add, in terms of the short term, we should focus also on utilising the existing vacant stock that's there, and get what we have into use.
All right.
While we're getting supply going.
All right. John O'Connor of the National Housing Agency, thank you for joining us.